We start with Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's visit to Lebanon. He's lashed out at US military policies in the region. Ahmadinejad was addressing students and academics at the Lebanese University in Beirut. Ahmadinejad said the US is killing civilians in Afghanistan in the name of fighting terrorists. He also touched on the world's state of economy. He blamed the United States for many of the global economic problems. He spoke of the West's efforts to monopolize the nuclear know-how. He said nuclear energy has many applications, but the West equates it with an atomic bomb. The president was also awarded an honorary doctorate degree in politics by the Lebanese University. Iran's president has also held talks with Lebanon's prime minister, Saad al-Hariri, in Beirut. Well, Ali Risk, our correspondent in Beirut, has been following President Ahmadinejad's visit to Lebanon. And he is now in Bint Jabil, where the president is expected to make a tour of that southern area. Ali, this trip down to the south, probably the most looked upon, possibly what's been called the most controversial part of this trip. What are we expecting in the next couple of hours?
Yes, well, in the next half hour to 45 minutes, the Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad should be arriving here in the sports ground of the city of Bint Jabil. This city, which is just 1 kilometer and in certain areas even less than a kilometer away from Israeli settlements right across the border. So I'm sure this spectacle will also be something which will be monitored by the Israeli side. Already we have heard the comments from Israeli officials, for example, such as Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak, who said that Lebanon is no longer a sovereign nation, that Lebanon is becoming a proxy for Iran, accusations like this. However, we did see the meeting today between the Iranian president and Prime Minister Saad Hariri, who was known to be an anti-Iranian figure. And today we saw this meeting between the Iranian president and the Lebanese Prime Minister. And I think that this meeting in particular gives Iran success in portraying this visit as a state-to-state visit rather than a visit which only intends to support Iran's Shia ally Hezbollah. I believe until now Iran has been successful in countering the argument that its main purpose to come here is to show support for its Shia ally, as many accused before Ahmadinejad's visit, some in Lebanon and many outside Lebanon, such as Israeli officials and such as US officials as well. We do anticipate a speech here by the President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. The speech, I believe, will focus on the July 2006 war. This southern city of Bint Jabil, in this very city, Israel is believed to have encountered severe military problems, wasn't able to make military advancements against the Hezbollah fighters in July 2006. And so this city symbolically played a very, very important role in the way the war went on, in the way the war progressed. So we do expect that his visit, his speech, will focus on the July 2006 war and how Israel was unable to defeat the resistance, and will focus more and more on Lebanon as being the center or focal point of resistance, as the Iranian president has said more than once in his visit until now.
I mean, Ali, you indicate there the 2006 war, and how much to an extent has the last 4 years coming out of that war been the start of this, what you can see, a difference in this strategic relationship with Lebanon and Iran? Iran was, as far as I remember, one of the only countries alongside Syria to support Lebanon during that war, and now we're seeing this visit. It is a state-to-state visit. President Ahmadinejad of Iran has met with Saad Hariri. So over this last 4 years, we've really seen a change in the equation, not only for Lebanon, but surely this will have some regional implications as well.
Yes, well, I made out the general part of your question regarding the regional repercussions, I believe, of this visit. It is considered in general, if you recall what the Iranian president said in his speech yesterday in southern Beirut. In that speech, he said, we have a new regional axis. He didn't use the word axis, but I believe that's what he hinted to. He pointed out to the following countries: Iran, Syria, Turkey, Lebanon, and Iraq. He said these were parts of one whole axis, and I do believe we're hearing cheering right now as we speak. I do believe the Iranian president has entered now into the sports ground. I'm not sure, but we do hear a lot of cheers right now. So the Iranian president, it appears, has entered the Raya sports ground, I think. And so we will be awaiting his speech, as I said, which will be focusing on the resistance and on the war which took place in July 2006. Now back to what we were saying, so the Iranian president used these countries, and if you look very carefully, he used the word Lebanon as part of this axis. He didn't use the word Hezbollah, which I think points out to a very, very important regional transformation. He also pointed out to countries like Turkey and Iraq. He put them within the same context as Syria and Iran. So all in all, this visit I think points out or stamps down the fact that we have a new regional reality here, a regional reality which does not serve the interest of the Obama administration, which is until now, which is trying to make some kind of breakthrough, but which is facing opposition, not from the Palestinians, but from the Netanyahu government itself, which it seems is working itself against American interests and is not bowing down or making any concessions for America itself to make any progress.
Well, of course, America was not keen on this trip, Ali. It had warned Lebanon, it had pushed, we could almost say lobbied, to get this trip cancelled. That didn't happen. How do you think American officials are going to be viewing the last 2 days?
Yes, regarding the US stance, well, we heard a lot of comments made by American officials. We heard a comment from Hillary Clinton. We heard comments from the spokesman for the US State Department, PJ Crowley. They said that Iran has a destabilizing role to play in this region. However, ironically, and this is where it's interesting, many observers here feel the more America talks about this visit and the more Israel talks about this visit, the more it makes the visit successful, because here, especially in Lebanon, when America and Israel express anxiety towards a certain person, this particular person or this particular figure or politician, whatever you want to call it, becomes more popular, and hence his visit becomes more successful. Even the Hezbollah Deputy Secretary General Sheikh Naim Qasim said this visit achieved success before it even began because of the way Israel magnified and made such a big story out of the visit and said it was a provocation, etc., etc. So the American stance, according to many observers, was not good and actually led to improving or making this visit seem more and more successful. Even the Israeli stance, the same goes for the Israeli stance. The American ambassador here to Lebanon also, Marina Connolly, also saying that Iran has a destabilizing role to play in the region. However, as I said, as more and more of this talk continues, the more this visit seems successful and the more the Lebanese people, especially the people in South Lebanon, southern Beirut, view the Iranian president as being more popular. He already did have popularity for his frankness and openness in anti-Israeli rhetoric, and here, of course, with the sentiments expressed with the opposition or objections by the Israelis and the Americans to this visit, he has become even more popular, and the people have been chanting slogans like Khosh Omadi, we welcome you, saying words in Farsi, etc., etc. So until now it has been an extreme success story, this visit, and it seems that the Americans or those who were against this visit have played against themselves by making too much of a big story, and hence this issue backfiring on them.
Okay, Ali, thanks for the update there. Waiting for that speech by President Ahmadinejad in the southern city of Bint Jabail to start now. We'll bring you live coverage of that, but for now, our correspondent there, Ali Risk. Well, we'll bring you live coverage of that when it starts, but for now, let's get you some of the other top stories.